Hello, my name is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at Life Point in Westerville. Happy Friday to you. This is the end of the week, and I hope that you've had a fantastic week. This past Sunday at Life Point in Westerville, we continued our series about how Jesus reveals who the Father is to us in the Gospel of John. And we're talking about all of the I am statements that Jesus made. This past Sunday, we talked about how Jesus said, I am he, when they came to arrest him in John chapter 18. It's an interesting statement. If you listen to the Monday Drivecast, I talked about how that same statement, I am, is what he said. It's the same words that God chose to reveal himself to Moses to. When Moses said, hey, what is your name? And he said, I am. I am that I am. I'm defining myself. And that started the way that God revealed himself to the nation of Israel. And what we see now is that God is revealing himself to us through the Son, Jesus. And at the time of the arrest, when life seemed to be out of control, complete chaos happening, Jesus was in complete control. He, you know, asked the people, who are you looking for? All these, you know, soldiers and people with swords and torches. He said, I am he. And when, which is in the Greek, it really just says, I am, they fell down. He said, hey, basically get up, arrest me, let these people go. He's in complete control. The thing is, I think for you and I, though, it's really difficult to give up control. And I think we see that with what Peter does next. Peter takes off a sword and goes to strike, you know, this guy named Malchus. Instead of hitting him in the head or in the chest or whatever he was trying to do, he actually kind of misses and cuts his ear off. Now, John records that his name was Malchus, which I find interesting because if you were going to make up a story, you wouldn't use a name of someone that people would know. But nevertheless, he does. And we see from the other passages in Luke where, you know, Jesus actually healed Malchus. But I just think it's interesting because you see that Peter does the very thing that you and I try to do. We try to take control of our situations. You know, it's so much easier for us to try to take control than actually is to rest in Christ. But interestingly enough, if you look at Jesus in the very next passage, he tells Peter, Peter, you know, don't you know this had to happen? Don't you know I have to drink the cup that the Father has given me? And that was a reference to the gospel, that Jesus had to do what was about to happen. He had to go to the cross. He had to receive the punishment of sin for all of us, so that by his death, we, you know, you and I could be made free. That's the beauty of the gospel. And Jesus actually gave up his control to the will of the Father. And that is a picture of what you and I are supposed to do when we feel out of control. You know, Jesus voluntarily, you know, said, Father, your will, not mine. He talked about in the garden when he was praying, you know, Father, if there's any way this cup could pass. It's almost like he's saying, look, God, do you have a plan B? Is there any other option here? But if option A, me taking the cross, is the only option, then let your will be done. He voluntarily gave up control because he trusted in the Father and he trusted in his plan. Now think about what he was taking on, though. The cup he was going to drink, the eventual crucifixion, the death on the cross. I mean, that is just excruciating. There's no way to explain what that might be like. So I think for you and I, we have to remember what it is that he did. And because of he did that for us, then we should voluntarily lay down our lives, lay down our control at the feet of Jesus and allow him to be our Lord and our master over our life. To trust in him, trust in what he's trying to do in us. That means no matter what your circumstance, no matter what's going on, then the what God wants from us to model Jesus is to lay down our will and say, Father, not my will, but your will be done. And I think when we do that, we receive the peace of God that transcends all understanding. It guards our hearts and our minds because of Christ Jesus. So I just want to encourage you, no matter where you're at today, to remember, Jesus is in complete control of himself. You and I struggle to have control, but what Jesus did is voluntarily lay down his life for the Father's will, and that's what he wants for us. So even right now, just say that to the Father. Father, I lay down my life. I place it in your hands. Have your way with me. Give me your peace and help me to cling to you. Well, I hope that that's been an encouragement to you. Have a great weekend. We'll catch you next week. Take care.